Thank you very much, Mr. President. As I mentioned, my intervention is of direct relevance to this protocol, so with your indulgence, I would continue. The European Union firmly stands with Ukraine and will continue to provide strong economic, military, social and financial support to Ukraine for as long as it takes, including with respect to the clearance of the ERW. This includes specific projects on clearing ERW, including anti-personnel mines and cluster munitions, as well as in victim assistance and rehabilitation. We encourage all other high contracting parties in a position to do so to follow this example as required by this protocol, as well as the relevant articles of the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention. The EU actively supports the work of the International Criminal Court in ensuring accountability for the most serious international crimes. Mr. President, the European Union reaffirms its commitments to continue to provide assistance to save lives and to bring tangible benefits for communities in affected areas, creating new opportunities for growth and stability. The EU contributes towards this through its commitment to mine action, which also addresses ERW. For the EU, victim assistance remains a core component of its mine action assistance. We reaffirm that for victim assistance efforts to be sustainable in the long term, they need to be integrated into broader disability policies. As the world's leading humanitarian donor, the EU and its member states continue to provide significant funding to mine action, especially in the fields of risk education, clearance, stockpile destruction, and victim assistance. The assistance provided by the EU in 2021 amounts to more than 87 million euros, contributing to various programs in 20 mine-affected countries, such as the recent projects in Armenia and Azerbaijan, focused on risk education, victim assistance and mine clearance, Colombia focused on mine clearance and rehabilitation of former combatants, Libya, Somalia, Ukraine and Yemen. Another 90 million euros has been allocated for 2022 and 2023. In conclusion, the EU is also fully committed to mainstreaming and a gender perspective into all non-proliferation, disarmament and arms control work in line with Resolution 3025 of the Security Council of the United Nations, including through promoting women's participation and providing integrating support. I thank you, Mr. President.